Good afternoon. I'm here with today's midday interview. I'm having a few microphone problems today in our new studio, so just bear with us. I know my guest microphones work, so I might be dropping in and out, but I'm happy to tell you that you should be able to hear Norman Memelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz beautifully. They are here to tell us about the Piano Masterwork Series. They've given a number of concerts already. They have one coming up a week from tonight, Thursday, September 4th at 8 o'clock in UNCW's Keenan Auditorium. And they'll be telling us all about that. So, Norman and Elizabeth, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, as always, Jamila.
What are the composers that you're going to be focusing on that night? And I understand you'll be doing solo works. You aren't performing together.
Correct. We're not doing duo piano, two piano repertoire this time. We're focusing on what I think are some particularly interesting, fascinating, and absolutely beautiful solo piano works by four different composers. I'm playing music by Schumann and Rachmaninoff, and Elizabeth.
I'm playing a Beethoven sonata and some Chopin works after that.
I know that you both love Rachmaninoff and Chopin, and Norman, you love Liszt. I think you do too, Elizabeth. How about Beethoven? What's that like for you to do a Beethoven work?
Well, Beethoven is always Beethoven. I mean, how else can you say it? But since Elizabeth is playing Beethoven and one of the really incredible works by Beethoven for piano, the Appassionata Sonata,
yes.
I look forward to hearing what Elizabeth has to say it herself.
Yes, tell us about that particular work, Elizabeth. It is very famous and beloved.
It is, and I've always loved it, and I have been always drawn to it very much. It's definitely one of the most tempestuous great sonatas that he wrote, and he himself held it as one of his greatest. And it's a great challenge and wonderful.
I think we tend to forget that Beethoven was known in his day as a great pianist.
Absolutely.
We think of him as a composer, but many, many people knew him because he was so magnificent to listen to when he was at the piano himself.
That's absolutely true. And this work actually was composed just about a year or two after his deafness became very prominent and definitely deteriorating. So you can hear a little bit of that, which is in the Fifth Symphony, that fate is knocking at the door, that kind of dramatic motive, or at least the rhythm. And the work is in F minor, so it definitely has that tragic motive at the end as well. So
it's hard to imagine someone with such incredible musical gifts losing their hearing. You know, when you see all the portraits of Beethoven, when he's scowling, you think he must have been a really terrible person. Well, he was just in a time, in a place where there was no help for him, for his hearing. You know, what good would an ear trumpet do when you have that kind of damage?
Right. Yeah.
But then you can hear that also, that overcoming of this, so that sort of heroic feeling in there too, and the passion fight against fate. Really.
Yes, the fight against fate, absolutely. He certainly he lived in that place for a long time. What's the other work that you're performing, Elizabeth?
I am performing also Chopin's first ballad, which is, again, one of the most famous one of the four ballads and one of the most dear to his heart, according to Chopin himself, and the Fantasy Impromptu after that.
All right. In the program, are you alternating pieces back and forth?
I will begin, and then Elizabeth will finish the first half of the recital with the Appassionata, and what better way to conclude. And then on the second half, Elizabeth will play her Chopin works, and then I will conclude with a selection of pieces by Rachmaninoff.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Norman Memelmans. He is the Director of Cultural Arts at UNCW. He's also a renowned classical concert pianist, and Elizabeth Loparitz, also very much respected and loved as a solo and sometimes duo pianist. And Elizabeth, you teach also on the music faculty at the university?
Yes, at UNCW.
Wonderful. Let's continue talking about the pieces that you'll be playing next Thursday night at Keenan Auditorium.
Next Thursday at Keenan, correct. As I mentioned, I will begin the program with music by Schumann, and music that's not always that often heard, but I have always been a big admirer of his novelettes, in German, Die Novelletten. And I'm playing the first two novelettes by Schumann. And I think they're wonderful music, a combination of that Schumann-esque passion and just love of life that you can hear in that music. It also contains, each of the novelettes do, beautiful lyrical, essentially love music, which appears throughout. And it's a wonderful combination and mixture of that virtuosity and Schumann-esque passion with this just beautiful lyrical love music.
And he had such a challenging life as well. So many difficulties he had to overcome at so many different levels in terms of his relationship with Clara and just the fact that they wanted to be together and, you know, were prevented from that.
Not for so long.
Right. And then he had such difficulty with his own mind, his own mental problems that were very frustrating and upsetting, I'm sure, for not only for him, but for everyone around him.
Sure. Yeah. Well, he suffered a great deal from the mental issues that he dealt with for much of his adult life. And he died relatively young in an asylum.
Right.
And it's a very sad story, obviously, but the music remains unparalleled again for that feeling of just love of life and also love of beauty. And it's all there in the music. I've always loved the music of Schumann, so this is great for me to have the chance to share that music with the folks here.
We owe them so much, these composers who went through so much in their lives, and yet they created this phenomenal beauty and passion that has lived on for centuries. What else is on the program?
Rachmaninoff. I'm doing Rachmaninoff, which I will follow Elizabeth Chopin. And, of course, there is a line of connection between Chopin and Rachmaninoff. There's the Chopin-esque element in much of Rachmaninoff's lyrical writing. So I'm doing a selection of preludes, etudes tableaux, and Moments Musicaux. So it's a nice little collection of some of his solo piano works.
And we actually still have some recordings of Rachmaninoff himself, because he was a great pianist and in demand.
As you mentioned earlier, Jamila, absolutely. Beethoven, in his early years, before the deterioration of his hearing, was considered the preeminent pianist of his time. That's how he first made a name for himself. And it was the same with Rachmaninoff. After he left the Soviet Union and immigrated to the United States in the 19-teens, he was having difficulty supporting his family. And so he was this fantastic pianist, and he embarked on concert tours all over the country and then in Europe as well, and quickly became established as one of the truly fantastic pianists of the century. And as you point out, we are so fortunate to have the recordings still extant out there, which give a very clear indication of just what an extraordinary pianist he was.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons I think it's so much fun to play Rachmaninoff, is he was this fantastic pianist. And the music for the piano that he composed reflects that. It takes advantage of every nuance and every capability of the keyboard, which makes it sometimes a challenge, but always just a remarkable pleasure to play.
It's nothing like playing a piano work written by someone who really understands the piano, who is a pianist themselves. Now, so Chopin, of course, that applies to him as well. Although he was incredibly shy, he did perform his own works. How about Robert Schumann? Did he perform his works in public? I know Clara did a lot.
Clara was a very fine pianist, yeah, and remained throughout all of her life a performing pianist to great acclaim. Schumann began to formulate a career for himself, but he was attempting, and maybe Elizabeth can provide more details, he was attempting to strengthen one of the fingers, I think, on his left hand and with some mechanical device, and it ruined it. So he had to stop playing. Is that the story?
Yes, he couldn't use his hand anymore for playing the piano. And it was devastating for a while, but then we know from a letter he wrote to his mother not to worry, because he will just focus his life to composing. And Clara helped out, of course, with the performance of the pieces and was a great supporter of all of the works of Robert. So.
Now, what am I going to fall back when the day comes that I've used some strange apparatus on myself to make myself stronger? I don't know what I'll become a mime. Instead of talking, I'll become a very obnoxious
and
mime.
And mime works so well on the radio, too, Jamila.
The concert is next Thursday evening at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium, part of the Piano Masterworks series. Norman Bemelmans and Elizabeth Loparitz performing music of Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, and Schumann. And you can get your tickets by calling the Keenan box office, which is 962-3500. Any last thoughts from either one of you? Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Well, speaking for myself, we are grateful to you for the opportunity to be here. But yes, I mean, one of the things that gives Elizabeth and I think, so much pleasure is just the opportunity to share the music that we love with the community in which we live here. And that's such a nice thing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, you're just so welcome. I enjoy having you both here.